Explanation.
So, reading excerpt number 15, Bala Sulam from the writings of the last generation. I have already conveyed the rudiments of my perception in 1933. I have also spoken to the leaders of the generation, but at the time my words were not accepted, though I was screaming like a crane, warning about the destruction of the world. Alas, it made no impression. Now, however, after the atom and hydrogen bombs, I think the world will believe me that the end of the world is coming rapidly, and Israel will be the first nation to be burned, as in the previous war. Thus today, it's good to awaken the world to accept the only remedy. And
yes, let's continue.
Excerpt number 16, Rav Kook. Great is my belief that all this global uproar of a time of the shifting world in which we live in has come essentially only for Israel. We are now called upon to carry out a great task, willingly and mindfully, to build ourselves and the entire ruined world along. Excerpt number 17, Bala Sulam, a handmaid that is here to her mistress. A branch that extends from the internality is the people of Israel, which has been chosen as an operator of the general purpose and correction. It contains the preparation required for growing and developing until it moves the nations of the world to achieve the common goal. The branch that extends from the externality is the nations of the world. They have not been imparted the qualities that make them worthy of receiving the development of the purpose one at a time. Rather, they are fit to receive the correction at once and to the fullest.
Yes.
Moving on to excerpt number 20, the writings of the last generation, Bala Sulam. We must set a good example to the world because we're better qualified than all other nations. It's not because we're more idealistic than they are, but because we suffered from tyranny more than all other nations. For this reason, we're more prepared to seek counsel that will end tyranny. Next.
Citut mispar 21, mitoch orot ha-milchama shel Rav Kook.
Quote number 21 from Lights of War by Rav Kook. The world, which is now falling through the dreadful storms of the blood-streaked sword, requires the establishment of the Israeli nation. And the establishment of the nation and the revelation of its spirit are one and the same. And it is one with the construction of the world which is crumbling and yearning for a force full of unity and sublimity, which is found only in the soul of the assembly of Israel. The spirit of the Creator fills it, and the spirit of a man whose soul is beating within cannot keep still at this great hour without calling on all the forces in the nation, awaken. Excerpt 22 from Peace in the World by Bala Sulam. Our sages said about the complete redemption and complete correction of Israel, and thus they clarified the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Rewarded, I will hasten it. Not rewarded, in its time. Thus, if Israel are rewarded and take the law of development that their bad attributes must go through in order to invert them into good ones, they will bring it under their own government. In other words, they will set their minds and hearts to correct all the bad attributes in them and turn them into good ones by themselves. Then, I will hasten it, meaning they will be completely freed from the chains of time. And from now on, this end depends on their own will, meaning only by the greatness of the deed and the mindfulness. Thus they hasten the end, But if they are not rewarded with developing their bad attributes under their own authority, but leave it under the authority of heaven, they too are certain to attain the end of their redemption and the end of their correction. This is because there is complete certainty in the government of heaven, as our sages said.
Excerpt 24
from Zohar to all, Parashat Shemot, the coming of the Messiah. Many troubles will come over Israel, and all the nations and their kings will seek counsel together against them. They will awaken several evil sentences, unite against them, and trouble after trouble will come, and the last makes the first forgotten.
Undesirable. Next.
Excerpt number 25 from Maor Enayim, the portion of Pinchas. Our sages said, no calamity comes to the world if not for Israel, and no good comes to the world but for Israel. The guidance of all the worlds is given to Israel. The word for indicates a path, a track, which was established as a pathway for the abundance. Alternately, a corruption of the path elicits judgments and calamities, since there is no unity. When Israel are separated from their collective root, which is Ein Sof, the whole world and all created beings are also, God forbid, separated. Our sages said, no calamity comes to the world if not for Israel, and no good comes to the world but for Israel. The guidance of all the worlds is given to Israel. The word for indicates a path, a track, which was established as a pathway for the abundance. Alternately, a corruption of the path elicits judgments and calamities, since there is no unity. When Israel are separated from their collective root, which is Ein Sof, the whole world and all created beings are also.
Next.
Excerpt number 27 from the writings of Rav Kook, the Essays of the Raya. If excitement over the holiness and the sublime desire for redemption that stems from it have been lost, and if the natural human feeling of nationalism and the desire for a dignified life for the nation have also been lost, if it is impossible to blow a worthy shofar, a horn, for redemption, the enemies of Israel come and blow in our ears for redemption. They force us to hear the voice of the shofar. They warn and make noise in our ears and give us no rest in the exile. Amalek, Hitler, Hitler, and so forth, awaken redemption. One who did not hear the voice of the first shofar and did not want to listen to the voice of the second regular shofar, for his ears were blocked, will hear the voice of the unworthy and unfit shofar, the foul one. He will hear it.
Next.
Excerpt number 28 from Zohar for All, Beshalach. When Moses entered the cloud, there is nothing in the world that breaks the force of idol-worshipping nations as when Israel engages in Torah. As long as Israel engage in Torah, the right strengthens and the power and courage of the idol-worshipping nations breaks. This is why the Torah is called strength. As it is written, the Lord will give strength to his people. When Israel do not engage in Torah, the left intensifies and the power of idol-worshipping nations grows. They suckle from the left, rule over Israel, and inflict upon them laws that they cannot endure. Because of that, Israel were exiled and scattered among the nations. Why was the land lost? The Creator said, for abandoning my laws. As long as Israel engaged in Torah, The power and courage of all the idolaters was broken. As it is written, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
Please.
Excerpt 29 from Baal Sulam, the love of God and the love of men. The Israeli nation was to be a transition. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by keeping the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentence themselves to a scale of merit, then the Messiah will be revealed. That is because the role of the Messiah is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of adhesion with Him, but to teach the ways of God to all the nations. As the verse says, and all nations will flow unto Him. Again, the Israeli nation was to be a transition. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by keeping the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to a scale of merit, then the Messiah will be revealed. And that is because the role of the Messiah is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of adhesion with Him, but to teach the ways of God to all the nations. As the verse says, and all nations will flow unto Him.
Let's continue.
Excerpt number 30 from the preface to the Book of Zohar, the introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 71. In such a generation, all the destructors among the nations of the world raised their heads and wished primarily to destroy and kill the children of Israel. As it is written, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel. This means, as it is written in the above corrections, that they cause poverty, ruin, robbery, killing, and the destruction in the whole world. And through our many faults, we have witnessed to all that is said in the above mentioned tikkunim, corrections, and moreover, the judgment struck the very best of us, as our sages said, and it starts with the righteous first. And of all the glory Israel had in the countries of Poland and Lithuania, etc., there remains but the relics in our holy land. Now it is upon us, relics, to correct that dreadful wrong. Each of us, of those who remained, should take upon himself heart and soul to henceforth intensify the internality of the Torah and give it its rightful place.
That's it. So now, please read number 32.
Excerpt number 32 from Introduction to the Book Panim Miot Umesbirot by Baal Sulam. It is written in the Zohar, with this composition or connection, the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile. Also in many other places, only through the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses will we obtain complete redemption. They also said, the light in it reforms him. And they were intentionally meticulous about it to show us that only the light enclosed within it, in it lies the cure that reforms a person. Both the individual and the nation will not complete the aim for which they were created, except by attaining the internality of the Torah and its secrets.
Okay. Let's read that one, 37.
Excerpt number 37 from Baal Sulam's Messiah's Shofar. There is a precondition for the redemption, that all the nations of the world will acknowledge Israel's law. As it is written, and the land shall be full of the knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws and would allow them to leave. This is why it is written that each of the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. And it was not enough that they could leave by themselves. And you must understand from where the nations of the world would come by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom. So they will evidently see the true God and the true law. And the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, like the shofar whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread all over the world. So even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
Okay, let's see.
Excerpt 40 from Baal Sulam's A Speech from the Completion of the Zohar. Our generation is the generation of the days of the Messiah. This is why we have been granted the redemption of our holy land from the hands of the foreigners. We have also been rewarded with the revelation of the Book of Zohar, which is the beginning of the realization of the verse, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." And they shall teach no more, for they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them.
As Baal Sulam writes that we, the relics, the remainders, must do his work. Yes.
Yet with those two, we have only been rewarded with giving from the Creator, but we have not received anything into our own hands. Instead, we have been given a chance to begin with the work of God, to engage in Torah and Mitzvot, Lishma. Then we will be granted the great success that is promised to the generation of the Messiah, which all the generations before us did not know. And then we will be rewarded with the time of reception of both the complete